AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Stocks jumped today as the price of oil rose almost 4% after falling sharply the day before. The Dow Industrials gained 282 points, NASDAQ added 49, and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index rose 27 points. JP Morgan Chase is introducing ATMs that will respond to signals from your mobile phone instead of a card.
The new machines will rely on the technology that Apple Pay and Samsung Pay use to make purchases via phone at retail stores. The phone gets a code from the bank. The customer accesses the automatic teller machine by inputting the code. The new machines will also handle more transactions, including check cashing and bill paying. Future versions of the ATMs will also allow customers to withdraw more money with limits of up to $3,000. Bank branches will still have human tellers, Chase says, to help customers with specialized transactions and to learn how to operate the new machines. Warren Levinson, New York.
The head of Cleveland's largest police union is denouncing the firings of six officers after a 137-shot barrage in 2012 killed two unarmed people. Cleveland Police Commander James Chura says after the suspects rammed a police cruiser, an officer fired in their direction while trying to avoid being run over.
Officer B sees the suspect vehicle is not stopping and begins to run backwards, firing at the driver of the suspect vehicle. Officer B was not aiming, quote, just pointing at the direction of the windshield of the driver's side. This begins the main volley of fire.
The union chief says the firings are unbelievable, unprecedented, and politically motivated. The commanding officer of Naval Base San Diego says an inspection of the medical center reveals no shooting or a gunman.
We have a number of ways that we have validated at this point that there has been nothing that we can discover has occurred.
This is AP Radio News. Character actor Abe Vigoda has died at his daughter's home in New Jersey.
Hey, Fish. Yeah. There's a bankruptcy sale on this afternoon. You want to buy a cemetery plot?
I got better things to do with my money.
Might not be a bad investment. Might be able to rent it out until you needed it.
Definitely not. I'm planning on donating my body to medical science. If they'll take it.
Vigoda, whose leathery, sad-eyed face made him ideal for playing the over-the-hill detective Phil Fish in the 1970s TV series Barney Miller. He was 94. Marvin Minsky, a pioneer in the field of artificial intelligence at MIT, has died at the age of 88. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.